At 9:01 a.m., Reagan was seated in the chair in front of Will's desk. He looks a little weary, she thought. His bright blue and white Hawaiian shirt did not offset the gray pallor of his face. Reagan pulled out the newspaper, indicating the front page article on Dorinda Dawes. Did you see this?
Oh, I read it at 6:30 this morning.
I was interested to read that Dorinda Dawes was writing a series of articles about life in Hawaii for a new travel magazine. She was profiling people who had come to Hawaii to start a second career. In the few months she was here, she managed to get into a lot of things, Will said. She was like dandruff, all over the place. At first I didn't mind. What we paid her to do the newsletter wasn't enough to live on. But she also had plans to start her own gossip sheet. She told me she wanted to uncover big stories. That made me nervous. I insisted that she keep the newsletter friendly. It wasn't easy. Let's just say it wasn't in her nature to be nice. Who wants to come to a hotel where they might write snippy things about you? The first newsletter she wrote was all about celebrities who stay here, but I wouldn't print it. I heard about that from a girl named Jazzy. Will rolled his eyes. More dandruff. She's trying to get into everything. She's organizing the gift bags for the ball. Jazzy is out for Jazzy. She's also out for her boss. He's actually helping to underwrite the ball because he's trying to kick off a line of Hawaiian-style clothing. He's donating his Hawaiian shirts and muumuus for the gift bag.
She didn't mention that. Have you seen the clothes?
No, but I understand there are sketches of shell lays on them.
Reagan raised her eyebrows.
I thought I'd go over to the Seashell Museum this morning and see if I can talk to...